Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Right Owl Politics. My name is Ariana Mendez, your host, coming to you from Miami, Florida. So today we're talking about real estate. Location, location, location. And how has the real estate market changed since COVID-19? How are we buying homes as Americans now in this post-pandemic world? So on the show today is Gina Sosa, realtor in the Miami area. She's a very knowledgeable individual about the market, real estate market in South Florida and in the nation. And she's here to talk about how the market was before COVID-19, what were the trends then, and what are buyers looking for now. So if you're out there thinking about selling your current home and going out into the suburbs, or selling your condominium and going for a single family home, this may be the show for you. Or you're just curious of how real estate has changed since the pandemic. All good info on the show today. Great conversation with Gina. And without further ado, let's jump right in. Hey, Gina.
Hey, Ariana. This is really cool.
Yes. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back.
So we were chatting, and, you know, in pre-COVID world, you were telling me how the real estate market was moving, and then COVID happened, and that market completely changed. So I thought our audience would really get a lot of value added from having you come on the show as a real estate agent and really a real estate mogul, ladies and gentlemen. She's an expert. She knows what she's talking about. So I think you guys would really get a lot of benefit from hearing what she has to say as far as how COVID-19 has changed the real estate landscape. So Gina, take me back before COVID. How was your business? Was there a lot of interest? Were people moving? What was happening?
Well, what was happening? I mean, for us realtors, I mean, it was an article that the Realtor Association, which is the board that we belong to, they're also like amazed what's going on. Before COVID, the market was moving. Things were happening. But, you know, not at a... It was just stable. The market was stable. Closings were happening. People were buying, and people were selling. But it was a normal kind of stuff. Okay. The pending sales began surging in mid-April and are stronger. So in mid-April, before COVID, it was good, but they're stronger now. I mean, the Miami-Dade market, it's a rebust in the market, Adriana. It's amazing. Historically, the mortgage rates are below 3%, and I think that is the key. What's happened is that, yes, the real estate market was doing fantastic before COVID. We were fine. However, COVID has really, the landscape, it's been amazing. And what's happened, and I think this brings value to whoever's listening, especially those that are renting. With COVID, is a huge realization that you need to have comfort in your home. And what by comfort I mean, have all the necessities. Before, a lot of people didn't think about simple things such as, I may need an office, maybe I should have a pool. Maybe I should have this. Maybe I should have that. Because we're going so fast. And since our world has totally changed, people are realizing, especially those that are renters, oh my God, I need to get out of here. I need to buy a place. I need an office. No, I need two offices. I need an office for me and for the kids, because now all their school is virtual. So there's so much going on in the market, whether it's families with children, single professionals, they're all realizing the importance of having a home that fits all their needs in the 21st century, and especially in COVID-19.
So let me ask you, so from what you're saying, this is what I'm taking away. People are looking for more amenities in their home. People are looking for larger spaces because they need to do now more in their home, and they need to share that space for longer periods of time with the other people they live with. But in what direction are they moving to? It's not the cities, I suspect. It's probably the suburbs, right?
Good question. Here's what's happening. And people that live in condominiums, high-rise condominiums, are realizing that now they want a smaller home. They want either a townhome or a single-family home. This is the big thing that's happening. So the sales for condominium has gone up, even though the sales, there's a lot of empty condominiums out there because a lot of people are realizing that for a lot of other reasons prior to COVID, which we won't go into. So that's one thing. And they, yes, to answer your question, yes, they want to go into the suburbs or even leave Miami-Dade County or Broward County or Palm Beach County, leave the Tri-County areas. Why? Because they're tired of city living. The higher the population, the more density we have, the more prone there's going to be numbers of COVID is going to be more so in Miami-Dade County, in the city, in the part of the city, like the city of Miami, let's focus on in on that, then there would be, to stay within our zone, then there may be in Palmetto Bay, Pinecrest, Cutler Bay, or even if you go out of the state, trust me, there's COVID is very minimal out of the state, out of Miami-Dade County. And out of the Tri-County area. So yes, that is a realization that's happening. And then the opposite's happening as well. Some people have a townhome, maybe, they realize, you know what? I actually want a single family home with a pool because I need to entertain the kids and they need to be in the pool. And that's what, you know, in my own family, thank God, young children that have their pool, because that's what's kept them entertained, kept them outdoors, kept them safe. So all these little things that we may not think about or didn't think about are really important in COVID-19.
And how's the inventory out there? Do we have a lot of homes on for sale, or is that limited?
Well, that's exactly what's happening right now. So we need the inventory is low for sales. There are properties to be sold, but not there are more buyers than there are properties on the market. So the inventory is low, but that's also changing gradually. So the other day I had a client ask me, you know, I don't know what's going on. You know, are we in a seller's market, a buyer's market? Because I see so much movement in my neighborhood. And I just listed his house. I just listed this townhome. And the movement is amazing, not only for people that are listing their homes, selling them, but buying. So here I have a seller buying a single family home with a pool. You know, he's lived in his townhome for many years, but it's time he needs a more space, more office, more this, more that. And they realize that they've had family time. Sometimes we take stuff like the simple things for granted. People are realizing instead of running, getting the kids at school, running to ballet, running to baseball, running to whatever it is that the children do sports activity wise after school, doing homework, doing this. Nobody was at home, if you think about it, eating out, ordering food. Now children are learning to cook at home with their parents or whatever modern family it is. So I look at the positive, really, Ariana, of what COVID-19 is doing. Yes, I don't like the fact that we have to wear a mask. Nobody likes it, but I do it for myself and I do it to protect others. I don't like the, you know, I have to run out of my house with my keys, make sure I have my license. I have to run out with a mask and a sanitizer is in my car. So that's our new lifestyle now. And my cell phone, of course.
So let me ask you about the buyer experience. So I remember when my husband and I were on the market maybe 3 or 4 years ago for a house. We went to visit the properties, you know, all the gimmicks, right? The chocolate chip cookies in the oven to create that warm atmosphere so that you can visualize yourself in the home. You know, the companies that would come in and set your home with the right furniture to create an ambiance, a space. So what does that look like now today in COVID-19? I imagine a lot of virtual stuff, but take us through that.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, in COVID-19, the world has changed. Not only America, the world has changed. And yeah, it's amazing. Buyers are buying, especially out-of-state buyers, virtually. And yes, we still do showings. All showings now in the COVID world is by appointment only. And you have to wear a mask to go inside the home. The realtor obviously has a mask. Let me give you a scenario. We have a showing. We have 5 showings in one day, for example. Mm-hmm. All of them different appointments. Someone comes in and it's 15-minute intervals. At 12 o'clock, they should be out by 12:15. Because I get somebody else at 12:15 that has to be out by 12:30. About 15, 20 minutes, something like that. So knock, knock, realtor opens door. First thing, the greeting is, welcome, here's a sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Give me your hands. They're wearing masks, they're welcome in. And it only could be two buyers. Like, for example, you and your husband or whomever going inside the house, and only one, the buyer's agent goes inside with his buyers, and the seller's agent is inside the home by him or herself. That is the new guidelines. But we are an essential business, and homes are a necessity, and homes never stop. That's why real estate is one of the best investments there are. So that's the new way of showing properties, and it's safe. People they can't come in. If you're not wearing a mask, you can't come in the house. You can't see it. Sorry. You know, don't mean to insult you or anything, but you just can't. I have to protect, especially if it's a home that's still occupied by the owners.
And let me ask you, are people concerned about, you know, filtration systems, you know, water quality, are like those types of health related amenities in the home? Are those things that now people are asking about?
People right now prefer homes that are not brand new construction. No, that is beautiful. Yeah, they could get that, perfect. But newer homes with, more than anything, with impact windows, impact doors, hurricane shutters, because they realize that if a hurricane hits, we may have a tropical storm, a hurricane one by Saturday. Mm-hmm. They're realizing the importance of now staying at home and staying put if there is whatever there may be. Underground cable instead of all that old, because of so that they don't lose electricity or more than anything, the TV, the internet. So that people are buying homes that are underground. The cables are underground. That's huge right now. And yes, you have buyers that still buy older homes. So look, I have, I'll be showing next week a house, a beautiful $1.6 million brand new renovated home in Miami Beach. Amazing home. It was built in 1925, but you would think it was built just a year ago. That's how great the renovation is. And those are very sturdy homes, because they sustain major hurricanes. That's what's happening in the market. And the beauty of it, even those people that are throwing their money away by renting are realizing, oh, I should have really listened to whomever mentioned to them. You're throwing your money away. Consider, now you're a professional. You can afford to buy something. I mean, if you are not there yet, then don't do it. Are realizing, wow, I'm working from home. I'm a millennial. I'm a young professional. And they love working from home. That is the generation that more than any loves all this virtual stuff.
And I was going to ask, what was the age group of your buyers?
They're young. A lot of them are millennials. I always say it wrong.
Millennials.
Millennials. I don't know if I have sometimes an issue with them. No, I don't have issues with them. Millennials. Okay. That is the ones that are buying now. That's the generation that's buying now. The baby the generation that comes, the generation Y, I think it is. I can't keep up with all this stuff. Are also buying. That's the generation that's now moving out of condos and townhomes. They've already been successful. They have prosperity in their lives, and they're ready to move into a bigger home and with a pool. That's the one that more than anyone wants pools, because they're thinking now of their grandchildren, the potential grandchildren that are to come that can enjoy grandma and grandpa's house, especially if there's ever another incident like this.
Right.
This is what's happening. But mainly it's the pool, the comfort of a big house, the comfort of having rooms and closet space, especially, you know, you have your master bedroom, you have your guest bedroom or your kid's bedroom or whatever, but you have to have now when many never took, used to take for granted, especially professionals that knew that the benefit of having a home office. Now home offices are huge. Double car garages are huge now as well.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the concept of the open house as we used to know it is dead?
No, I don't think so. An open house is an open house. There's people, and that doesn't matter what generation you're in. There are people that can actually put in an offer by a virtually. I mean, they look at a house virtually and they loved it. They have a good vision of stuff. They got all the information from the realtor and whatnot, and they'll put in an offer virtually. However, they will come see that house, okay, eventually. Some people have closed, believe it or not, lately with COVID-19 on properties just by virtual closings and virtual showings, and maybe sending personal private pictures to them, you know. So there's been closings like that, but there will always be open houses. There's still open houses because there's something about us human beings, and especially when we become adults more than anything, that you need to feel it, touch it, see it. It's just human nature. And I think that's why so many get frustrated. You know, my life is changing. I like this. I want to go out. I want to have a hug. I want to hug. I want to see a house the normal way. I want to go buy a car the normal way. I want to try on clothes the normal way. And things have changed. And
right.
We have to move with the times. Not with the times, with the what has been thrown, the left curve ball that has been thrown, not only to Americans, but to the rest of the world, because they're going through a lot as well. And we're blessed that we are Americans and that we live in America and that we have so many choices and options and we could do so much still. So
how do you look into the future, and with this new demand for single family homes, do you think that's going to affect as far as new construction, instead of, you know, apartment buildings, we're going to have more suburb single home development?
It's not what I'll tell you now. I'm going to get a little political on this one. Okay.
All right.
Which I don't want to, but everything is politics too. As much
hey,
as we
it's
don't
right out of politics. Right?
Exactly. There's yeah, there are certain cities, let's put it that way, in the United States, especially big cities, that would like to see just high rises and multifamilies living instead of those nice big homes or single family homes. Why? Because it's about control. And for the developers, they make more money. Think about it. Okay. But for there's a change. COVID is bringing about a change that a lot of people don't like, and it's a money change. It's economically, it's a change. it's a change in the agenda that politically was going on with housing, okay? And that agenda is being changed. I don't know if you ever heard of an Agenda 21 where it's eliminating the single family homes and having everybody really living one on top of the other, practically. Example, New York City. Let's take an example. New York. This is New York. I mean, unless you go to upstate New York, you're just on top of each other there. So, of course, at the beginning stages of COVID, that's why they were in the ground zeros, okay? Literally ground zero. But that's what it is. It's high density population. And, you know, you live in a high rise. Guess what? You got to go into an elevator to get to the 50th floor. And guess what? There might be 10 people in that elevator with you. They didn't know at the time that you have to wear a mask. Everything came so fast for everyone, you know. So I think we need to stop that blame game and realize that how drastically our lives have changed. Something as simple as going shopping. It happened to me, Ariana, and there was no toilet paper. It was a shock. There's no toilet paper. Why isn't there no toilet paper? Everyone was in shock. So, yes, I foresee. And plus, in the state of Florida where we're in, leaving New York aside with the example of high density population and everybody other. In the state of Florida we're in, we already were having issues for many years now with high-rise condominiums because associations and special assessments. And so a lot of people either went into foreclosure just because they couldn't pay not their mortgage, their homeowners association, or they couldn't pay the special assessment. And there are lessons to be learned from everything in life. And it used to be the buzz years ago because nobody knew about all this stuff that would happen with homeowners associations and special assessments and 40-year certifications and having funding the reserves for condominiums, which Miami-Dade is the worst at, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I got to say it like it is. And it's because maybe they're in low-income areas. There's a reason for everything. That's why I think many of those people that may be elderly now say to their kids or their grandkids, no. And I'm going to say it in Spanish because those are the ones that say, because I know them. No, 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 por favor, ningún condominio, cómprate tu casita. No importa el tamaño. In other words, no, 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 no. No condominium, just buy your little house. It doesn't matter the size. Buy a home. Buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Or a townhome, they'll say, because it's different. And there is a big difference, and I think COVID is showing that difference. I mean, there's a lot of issues with that. The other issues, and then this is not about, but I want to bring it up because our firm, my broker happens to be the chair of the Miami Realtor Association, and since we all believe in paying it forward, and he's big on that himself and his wife as well. And one of the things we just had, I believe he had an interview with the Miami Herald, is let's start thinking about the reality of affordable housing. You get young people like yourself that get out of college or law school or medical school. Believe it or not, it doesn't matter how much money you make. Some of them cannot touch a property in Miami-Dade County. And forget about going towards the water. I mean, the taxes are outrageous. The properties are so, I mean, costly that people cannot, you know, don't have the income in Miami-Dade or the state of Florida to be able to buy a decent home or a decent condo or in a decent area. And so there's going to be projects coming on, and hopefully there'll be private projects, because if you give it to the government or the city, all they take is your money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
It's about private developers coming together, realtors coming together, and doing something healthy, something positive for communities that have been left behind. And every human being and every child deserves to live inside a home and have a home and stop the homelessness. There's so much solutions that can be done with the homeless instead of hiding them. Solve the issues. And this COVID is showing this. COVID, as much as we don't like it, well, I definitely don't like it because, you know, I definitely don't. Nobody does. I mean, who in their right mind would? It's bringing about a change. It's bringing about seeing things and not taking so much your family, your friends, your life for granted. Understanding that, wow, there's so much that has changed, but we're coping. Kids are being home, virtual school, and it's gonna, that's coming. I'm telling you, you know, universities are gonna be changing big time. They're gonna be changing in colleges. I foresee more online learning than ever. Virtual colleges, virtual graduate schools, virtual whatever. And for young kids, I was just with my 11-year-old nephew, and he tells me, "Oh, school's opening. We're going back to." He's in a private school. We're going back to school, but it's all virtual for now. Until this thing goes away, and I go, "How do you feel about this thing?" He goes, "Well, I'm good with the virtual school. I like computers. I like all that." But I really not, sometimes I miss my school friends and going outside and playing football with them or doing, you know, our physical education. I do miss that. So, you know, this is something that is hard on kids too. And their world has changed tremendously.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a message for maybe a young couple that right now is living in a condominium or in an apartment and they're trying to move out of it and they just want more space because now everything is happening at home, work and downtime? Do you have a message for them of what steps they can take to start their search?
Absolutely. I would tell every young professional that are newlyweds or they're just a couple, whatever type of couple, straight, gay, whatever they are, to start, and they're going to have a family. Eventually, you're going to have a family. Now, with the low interest rates, if you have a good job and you have, because that's the key, income and good credit. If you have that and you live in a condo or a townhome that's gotten too small, you should start considering that family home. And family can mean many things with children, whatever family means, okay? And think about your master bedroom, visualize it, your master bath, your potential children coming to this world, because eventually it's going to happen, whether you have them biologically, you have them by artificial insemination, you adopt them, whatever means, but if you want a family. But don't forget your office, and I tell you, don't forget a pool. An area where you can enjoy being outside with your children, with your family, with your inner circle, because mostly everyone has been with their inner circle during COVID-19, because, you know, big family gatherings are not happening, big, you know, entertainment for friends are not happening. So everything has been families, whatever definition is of a family, modern family, traditional family. That's how I see it. I see them and all of them that have space in their homes and especially a pool, it has been beneficial to their kids.
Yeah, I agree. That's an important thing now, having an outlet for your kids to be able to relax and have fun and keep them entertained, you know?
Exactly. Look, I have a couple that, why are they moving out of their condo? They really don't want to, but they're putting it for sale and they're doing it for their children because, first off, the pool is a community pool. Everybody goes in the same pool. It closes, it opens. It closes, it opens. And the kids get frustrated. How do you explain to an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old all this without getting them scared? So they made a decision. Let's buy a single family home and have our own pool. And I told them, don't be scared about you have to pay for the gardener. Guess what? You're going to be controlling on your budget who you're going to get as your gardener, as your pool company. And guess what? Your maintenance fee, that's your HOA, your personal homeowners association that you control, nobody else controls. And if they charge you too much money, guess what? Call the other company. We still live in America where the competition is there. Instead of having to pay for something, you're paying $500 or like a mortgage or $600 or even $900 in HOA fees. And guess what? You can't even use the pool. You can't even use the gym. You can't do this. You can't do that. Everything is can't. There's a reason for it, obviously, COVID-19. And I think this is what's driving the market and single family home purchases. I really do. I mean, it was going in that trend, though. I think it was going in that trend because of, again, realizing the truth. And, you know, and as a realtor, I hate saying it, but when I advise a client, I advise him as if I was to buy a property, how I would like to live. Or how I have lived and how my family has lived. And anyone can reach for that goal. Anyone can. And
if there's anybody in the Miami area that may be thinking about buying a home or are right now in the market for a home and they would like to get in touch with you, is there a website they can go to?
Absolutely. My company has a website. I also have a personal website. Thank God I'm a successful realtor. Thank you. and it's my name, Gina Sosa, realtor.com. And there, everything that you'll see there is just like if you go into you'll be your own realtor. You go, it's like going into, like when I search for properties, I go into this system called the MLS. Well, that the MLS is in my website. Any realtor that has a website usually has that same thing. And I'm not the only one. But at my website, my personal website is GinaSosaRealtor.com. You could contact me through there. Send me a message. I'll get back with you. I'll help you search, whether it's a single family home, a town home, or if you want a high-rise condominium, that's fine. There are certain high-rise condominiums that are awesome. The ones that are moving, Ariana, I will tell you, are the luxury high-rise condominiums. But these are people that already have a huge mansion somewhere in the world, and they just want a high-rise, beautiful luxury condominium in Miami Beach or Bal Harbor or wherever in the state of Florida. Because let me tell you, our state is absolutely beautiful, and the best real estate is here. The best.
Go Florida. And with that, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And yes, if you guys out there, any of you are in the Miami area and are interested in buying a home, contact Gina. She's great. She is a fabulous real estate agent.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
No, thank you for coming. Stay safe.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Gina, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much. Before I go, guys, just remember, keep safe out there. If you are on the market for a new home, make sure you do your homework, see if it's the right option for you. Be responsible with your decisions. It's a really uncertain time, so you do not want to overcommit into a situation that you can't afford. But if you are on the market and if it is the right time for you to change your living situation, go for it. Now is the time. Don't get stuck in a situation where you feel uncomfortable where you live. Have the space you need to raise your family and be in your home, because, you know, guys, we're all now stuck in our homes. And for those of us in the South Florida area, we have a storm coming our way. Please be safe. Too early to know if it's heading in the South Florida direction, but take your precautions, start preparing, and God bless to everybody listening, and we'll talk to you next week. And remember, we're not your dad's political news show, so spread the word. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and you can find our podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.